In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is the octave day of the Feast of the Holy Innocents. And Holy Innocents were those baby boys whom the cruel King Herod put to death when he was seeking to destroy and kill baby Jesus. And they are martyrs who shed their blood in the place of Christ, so that our Lord could fly safely into Egypt with Saint Joseph and Holy Mary. And this feast of the Holy Innocents is kept on within Christmas time, because these boys, the Holy Innocents, they gave their life for the newborn Savior. During Christmas time, we have many feasts of martyrs. Of course, after Christmas comes the feast of Saint Stephen, who was the first martyr. He was martyred by will, love, and blood. He wanted to serve Christ. He loved Christ and shed his blood for him. On the 27th, there's a feast of Saint John, who was the disciple of love, and who was not a martyr by blood, but certainly was through will and love. Namely, he wanted to serve Christ alone, and he loved Christ more than anything else. And on the day after St. John's feast is the feast of Holy Innocents, and these, the first flowers of the church, were martyrs by blood. And after the Feast of Holy Innocents during the Christmas week is the Feast of St. Thomas Becket, who shed his blood for the mystical body of Christ, namely the Catholic Church. So the Christmas week and Christmas time brings us all these great heroes of the Catholic faith. And today we especially commemorate these innocent children, really little more than babies, who were put to death so that our Lord could be safely and run away, and because cruel Herod hated the Savior so much. And in England, in the old times, this feast was called Childermas, Mass of the Children, in a special way commemorate the heroic children who can be just as heroic and brave and devout as adults can in the defense of the Catholic faith. And this today's feast also gives us the reminder that Jesus Christ is the greatest gift and the greatest Christmas present which anybody has ever received. Among these children who were cruelly massacred by evil King Herod, there were some belonging to those shepherds of Bethlehem who had come on Christmas night to adore baby Jesus in his crib. And these shepherds, after Holy Mary and Saint Joseph, they were the first worshippers of Jesus. And after this, some of them had very great sadness of seeing their own sons put to death, so that this baby Savior, whom they had adored, he could live. It was a very sad moment, both for mothers and fathers of the Holy Innocents, but it was through the saving blood of Jesus Christ that also their babies could one day go to heaven, and that there in heaven, the mothers and fathers of these little children, they could have a great and glorious reunion. The parents of Holy Innocents offered to God their most valued and precious possession, namely their own children. But in the place of them, they got both their children and the little baby Savior. they could have kept their children, but live in the uncertainty and the in expectation of future heaven. But becoming martyrs, even as babies, they could see Jesus in heaven much sooner than their parents would see. The shepherds and the mothers, they knew to whom their children were sacrificed, and a holy pride filled their souls as they thought how great was God's mercy to make their children martyrs, and that they would one day see them greatly glorified here in heaven. And what comes to cruel King Herod, we can think that all his evil schemes were really ruined. And this is the case of everybody who seeks and tries to attack the Catholic Church or seeks to destroy God's holy religion. Herod's evil command for the murder of every boy child that was 2 years old or younger included Bethlehem and its entire neighborhood. But it was a child Jesus alone whom he cared for and whom he sought to kill and wished to destroy. But it was this very child Jesus who escaped the sword and fled into Egypt. And it is another proof for us children that all the evil people who seek to destroy the church or seek to destroy the Catholics, in the end, they will always fail. It is God Almighty who has the great power and means to change even the most cruel and evil things in the world. He can change them into good. It was a horrible thing of the murder of holy innocents, but by committing this horrible act, King Herod made many new saints in heaven. And he endowed the shepherds and the mothers with even stronger faith and even greater love towards God Almighty. So children, remember on this feast day that children can become just as great saints as adults. Be not ever afraid of the evil Herods or persecutors of our time, because God Almighty has given us the greatest Christmas present there can ever be, namely his own Son, who will be our Redeemer and our Savior, and who promises us that one day we will see all our dear ones in heaven, all those who have confessed their sins and who have wanted to repay their evil deeds and who have been given mercy by our dear, sweet and merciful God. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.